The Alaska Senate is considering a bill intended to limit how much the state government spends. When oil prices soared in 2008, so did Alaska's state spending. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says that if the state had the limit he supports back then, it would have spent less, and it would have another $15 billion in savings.
It's not too late to make the changes in the future that we need to make to ensure that we don't put ourselves in the same position that we're in today.
Alaska does have a limit on spending in its state constitution, but the amount allowed under the constitutional limit has grown so much that the state is nowhere near it. Under the bill, spending on state government departments couldn't be more than $4.1 billion in the fiscal year starting next year. That's a little more than the amount that Governor Bill Walker proposed for the year starting this July. The limit would grow based on inflation. Anchorage Republican Senator Natasha von Imhoff says the spending cap would provide stability.
We can set something in place that people can predict for several years in the future and budget for. And I think that just provides confidence, it provides predictability, and that is what we need for a future economic growth and investment.
Michelle Hale is the former Division of Water Director at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She opposes the bill and says applying the limit could force cuts to state services.
Spending caps and arbitrary cuts are blunt tools. They're blind. If we say we have to cut by another $100 million this year and turn that over to the agencies to do, basically the legislature is abrogating its responsibility to the state and the people of the state of Alaska.
The Senate Finance Committee discussed the bill today and plans to consider it again tomorrow.